But not only that, he said, I came to bring fire on the earth. Now, what was that fire that Jesus came to bring? Well, the fire of the Holy Spirit. But it's a fire that not just energizes us to do God's will, but it's a fire that will purge and burn up the stubble and the untruth that pervades our lives. Let's make sure that none of us is guilty of untruth or breach of trust in our families that would break down the relationship and trust in our families, because truth begins at home. I desire truth in the inward parts, Jesus said. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, we need to pray for this nation. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, I simply want to just point out the fact that a lot of what you think you know isn't true. And it's very difficult for people to actually imagine that there really are people out there who want to hurt you and your family and your children. But the reality is that it really is taking place, and people are dying as a direct result of things that happen that are known to be lethal, and yet they're allowed to happen. Now, basically, one of my best friends, indeed my best friend, living today, a graduate of the University of Washington, and he belongs to the alumni organization. And about 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, he brought me a alumni report. And basically what the Washington University had said was that they had been doing work on cell phones and the danger of cell phone and cell phone radiation, and they found that it produced cancer and other problems, and they were going to publish some papers on this. Whereupon they received a notification that if they dared to tell the truth in scientific journals, they would be cut off from government grants and other grants, and it would have a profound impact on their ability of their scientists to do research. And they threatened them. That was just straightforward threat. Don't you dare tell the public the truth. And so what happened? Well, contrary to what most universities would do and most scientific organizations would do, the University of Washington published the papers. They told the truth. Not only that, but they put it in the alumni bulletin. And I have a copy of that article. And basically, of course, I don't know what happened or how severe the repercussions were, but they knew decade ago, at least, that cell phones were dangerous to the health and they produced cancer. Well, of course, Virginia Farver, our guest this evening, didn't know about this. She was the average individual going through life, believing, of course, that everything was fine, living this wonderful utopian life we live in America, without realizing there really are people who want to kill off the majority of our population. There is a population control agenda, and if you've seen my mnemonic on this, going into the background of how they're using cancer and creating new diseases and using certainly many of the foods we eat, knowing full well they're going to destroy our fertility and produce cancer and early death. Well, Virginia had no idea about any of these things. until Virginia, I'm going to let you tell the story of what happened to your son. Go right ahead, Virginia.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Stan. I lost my son from glioblastoma brain cancer October 11th of 2008. And my son was living in San Diego at the time of diagnosis. And Dr. Burgess Cantawaya told the family that his cell phone was the cause.
And basically, of course, he was attending the university there. He was studying in a room with a number of other people that also came down with glioblastomas and right. other forms of brain right. tumors and tumors. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and then when I brought him home, the doctor here in Fort Collins, Colorado, told us that it was not genetic. So about 9 months after my son died, I found articles on the internet about a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And I read these several times before I realized they were speaking about my son. So,
and a cluster is a group of people with a similar disease. Why would a group of people get a similar disease? Because there's a similar cause. And certainly nobody at the university called Virginia to tell her. It was just by accident she stumbled across this. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, think of the implications. Her son is dead. There's a cluster, and the information is being concealed.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so here our guest is Virginia. Barbara, and of course, what happened, of course, is her son was working as a TA, teaching assistant, at the University of San Diego. And basically, he spent a great deal of time in this room. And right outside the room, there was a cell phone tower. Now, what was on the cell phone tower? Were there more things than just cell phone relays?
Yes. First off, I was going to say this involved 7 people, 6 of which became ill with brain cancer. And yes, this cell tower, the school, I believe they said it was just a simple cell phone tower or a television tower. But it took me actually 3 or 4 months. I just kept digging into it. What it is a heparin. It's the HPWREN. It stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And what it is a backbone node to the UCSD, San Diego Supercomputer Center. So it actually has capabilities of sending signals 72 miles from the SDSU campus. And it's also GWEN, which is Ground Wave Emergency Network. And, of course, NASA Pier Hall is where the building is.
All right. Now, basically, what were there, 5 brain tumors and 1 other tumor, and people are working in this building affiliated with this? 6 people all in the cluster. Tell us the details of the cluster.
Well, there were 3 people in 2008, and one of them was my son, basically, who were in NASA Pier Hall in room 131. There was another girl that became ill in 2009, and she only lived 9 months. And she died August 29th of 2010.
And what did she die of?
Brain cancer.
Brain cancer.
Glioblastoma.
Glioblastoma, same as course, as Virginia's son.
Yes. So, and then there was another woman who was very close to the same area as well, and she also has glioblastoma. And I did speak with her and her family last year, and she is still alive, but not doing so well.
Does the family understand that they knew about this and they did nothing to stop it? Have they done anything to date? Have they done anything about the tower and about the radiation?
They know about it, and I talked to this woman's husband, and he just looked at me. He said, "How are you going to stop this?"
You're going to stop with a massive lawsuit and a series of lawsuits and going after the university, going after the people who own the tower. I mean, this is the only way, Virginia, you can do it, because, of course, these people will do everything they can to cover this up. And the only way we're going to stop the radiation that is destroying the lives of people is to bring this matter out. And, of course, this radiation is very similar to the radiation from smartphones and smart chips and smart appliances and smart grids, isn't it?
It's exactly what this tower is actually a connection to the whole complete smart grid. So I actually call this the smart grid murders, because all these it's the engineers and the scientists on these campuses, and it's all funded through the National Science Foundation. And these are the people that are creating these smart meters and all this other technology. So yes, I've gotten involved in the cell phones and the smart meters, the whole thing, Wi-Fi, everything. So basically, everything wireless is dangerous.
And let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, you can check this out on the internet. They know that men who carry a cell phone on their belt, their sperm count drops at about 50%. And certainly we don't know how much damage is done to the remaining sperm. In other words, how much genetic damage is done to them and how many children are going to be born with defects because of the radiation that their father's testes received from the cell phone. But the only way to stop this is simply you can't even turn this thing off, and it's still going to come on. You have to take the batteries out. Now, of course, they can also listen to you. They're even giving cell phones away, ladies and gentlemen, across America. Poor people can get phones for nothing, and everybody says, well, they probably want them to do that, then they can charge them for the use of the grid. But this really is all about how they can track people. They want to be able to track them. They can actually hear your conversation even when your cell phone is turned off. This is the most wonderful way to have 1984. And that's the one reason they don't want people to know about the cell phones and their lethal influence, because they want everybody to have them so they can track them, so they can listen to them, so they can irradiate them. Go right ahead, Virginia.
Yes, and of course, if you have a cell phone, you have to have a cell tower. So with the proliferation of everything, it's just, we are just drowning in a soup of this stuff. So this is what's so dangerous. And all cell phone manuals already tell you not to put them to your heads or your bodies. And the BlackBerry Torch, for instance, I don't know if it's any longer in production. I don't even own a cell phone anymore. The manual said to keep 0.98 inches away from your heads and your bodies, and for pregnant women and teenagers to avoid putting these near your lower abdomen. So they already tell you this, so make sure you read your manuals. And a Bluetooth is just as dangerous as a cell phone, so you need to get the little wired earpieces if you have to. Never put them up against your body, and always, and if you do, make sure they're turned off.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. Because basically, here is simply one more means by which they are intentionally harming the American people. The studies are out there. You can go up on the internet and you can certainly type in cell phone brain cancer, cell phone decreased sperm count, male sperm count. And if it certainly will decrease male sperm count, what does it think it does to the other cells in your body? Certainly, cell phones are wonderfully convenient, and certainly when I travel long distances, I'll have a cell phone turned off, of course, but it'll be in my valise. It'll be certainly in my suitcase, but it'll not be close to me at all. I carry it certainly for emergencies, but as far as carrying one with me, I don't own a cell phone that I carry with me at all. And the other thing is that cordless phones. Virginia, what about cordless phones? And before you answer that, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on this subject. Go ahead, Virginia. What about the cordless phones that most people have in their homes? Are they potentially dangerous as well?
They're very dangerous. They're just as bad as a cell phone. So you need to make sure you get a corded landline phone. And if you have to have a cell phone, take your messages and then make it to a landline phone in order to call back. And that's just the best advice I can give you. I've met people that have been demoted, and I've met people that have lost their jobs because they're trying to come out against this industry, and they do it all the time. And this stuff is just very, very dangerous.
Well, tell us about the people who've certainly lost their jobs or been demoted. Were these people working in the cell phone industry? Were these people who knew about what's going on? Give us the background of the stories.
Well, Ronald Herberman, he worked for the University of Pittsburgh. He was the first gentleman I contacted because he was coming out to the media saying that cell phones cause brain cancer. And I lost contact with him, and I finally connected with him again, and he said that he was, he had lost his job because the school let him go because they were in fear of losing $15 million in telecom funding. And then Ove Johansson, my son's story, by the way, and the people on the campus, this story was instrumental in the WHO, the World Health Organization, classifying non-ionizing radiation as a class to be carcinogen as of May 2011. And I just want everybody to know that this classification was very, very close to being class 2A carcinogen. And Ole Johansson from the Karolinska Institute neurosurgery department in Sweden, he's a WHO board member, and he was also demoted right after this announcement. So it happens all the time.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's tremendous amount of power. People who hold the reins of power in the world don't want you to know that they are radiating you and your family, and many of them are going to die or certainly be have their physiology altered, or the males certainly will have their sperm count markedly decreased because of cell phone radiation. How could this be going on? It's not on 60 Minutes or 2020 or certainly on the major means of communication in America, because they're controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They're controlled by six major corporations. If you haven't read the book Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, we don't carry the book because, of course, there's they've sort of engineered where it wouldn't be we would lose money if we were to carry the book. We do have certainly a great deal of information on the control of the media. And if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, we go into the background of who owns the media and why. Because the liberals think the conservatives own the media. The conservatives think the liberals own the media, and they're both wrong. They're both mistaken. They don't understand what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And one of the major agendas of the Brotherhood of Darkness is population control. They really want to massively limit the population. And we're talking about getting rid of 90 to 95% of the population of the world, and people say that's crazy. Well, it's not crazy. If you study genetically modified food, you look at the animals fed genetically modified food, by the third generation, they're infertile. The same thing with cows fed genetically modified corn. By the second or third generation, they just can't reproduce. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Virginia Farber. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you think this is sort of extremist talk? You know, there couldn't be anything wrong with cell phones. If there were, certainly wouldn't, the government wouldn't allow that of which to be using something that would produce brain tumors. And certainly cell phone towers must be safe, or they wouldn't let them put them right next to buildings where people are living and working. And or would they? In fact, what happens to people who try to tell the truth? And they come under tremendous pressure, as Virginia has pointed out with several people she's been in contact with who either lost their jobs or been demoted because they dared. They had the audacity. They had the courage to tell the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a comment on this, or you've done any reading or studying on it. But the information is there in the internet. Fortunately, we have the internet. It's a double-edged sword. It's being used by the Brotherhood to track you. Every place you go to look, they keep a record of it, and you are looked upon as an extremist. You think that there may be some sort of a conspiracy out there. Your name is on a list, but then your name is on a list anyway, basically. And of course, anybody, of course, who certainly lives in America, their name's on a list, and they are targeted to lose their freedom. Because if you read what the other people say, they talk about the necessity of eliminating over 90% of the population of the world. And if you doubt that, simply go to Elberton, Georgia. Look at the Georgia Guidestones. They're northeast of town, about 5 miles, put up by a mysterious man named R.C. Christian, who admitted to being part of a secret society that wanted to leave a message to the world, and said they the first point of the Ten Commandments on the Guidestones, or the Georgia Guidestones, is to maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. Less than 500 million. Today we have certainly over 7 billion people in the world. What do you think they're going to do with all the rest of the people? They know what they're doing. They certainly don't want you to know. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Do you think it's possible that there could be, certainly cell phones could be dangerous to your health? Well, certainly, Virginia, now you mentioned you've talked to some of the people, some of the families of the people who've died, and they don't seem to be very concerned, or they just don't think that anything could be done about it. What's the response did you get?
Well, this cell tower that is on this campus it's a government cell tower. It's got Homeland Security, Department of Energy, the Department of Defense. It has it just has all kinds of stuff on it. Emergency services, SPAWars. It actually has links to satellites, and I think that it's just, you know, it's how do you find a law firm that's willing to take on the government? You know, I mean, it's a big undertaking. And, you know, and cell phones are just, I think, going to be the beginning of it. But with these kinds of exposures, there's going to be a lot more deaths. And this particular cell tower also has an outdoor courtyard. And I was on the campus in the fall of 2011. And I met a girl from Los Angeles there with a really nice meter. You have to have a certain type of meter to measure these. And we watched several kids sitting right directly underneath this cell tower for hours on end. I was there every day for 3 weeks. But this girl tested both of these towers, and they were within lethal levels of radiation. So these kids are sitting directly underneath it, and they have no idea. And then they're going into classes with Wi-Fi and using these cell phones, and it's just going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of cancer deaths.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is really very real. Virginia, how can people get to a website that will tell them something about this or get in contact with you if they'd like to?
I just have an email address. It's V as in Victory, R, F as in Frank, A-R, V as in Victory, at hotmail.com, or it's VRFarv at hotmail.com. And I can give you all kinds of information. I actually have pictures of the cell tower. And you can just look up heparin and supercomputer nodes and things like, just look for keywords, and you can find all kinds of information on the Internet.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, Virginia Farver, will be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Virginia Farver, and we're talking about cell phone radiation, other forms of radiation. Of course, this gets over into the smart meters. This gets over into the certainly the smart appliances. This gets over into the smart grid. And ladies and gentlemen, we actually have an excellent 4-CD set on smart meters. If you want to know how they're radiating you and your family, they're there. It's available by calling our ministry. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But right now we have Carol calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Carol. How are we doing?
Oh, hello. I'm fine.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, Ms. Farver. I use my phone, my cell phone, for calling, but I use it mostly for texting. Would you say that the texting is still dangerous?
Well, actually, in my hospice group, we had a couple that lost their daughter that was hit by a car from a woman who was texting, so that gets into another whole thing.
But basically, of course, if you're going to be carrying your, are you going to be texting, you're probably going to be holding this fairly close to you or on your
right.
lap.
Right.
And basically, of course, you're not, you have the cell phone close to your uterus, close to your ovaries, and I will tell you it is dangerous as far as if you're
right.
still in the reproductive years.
And it causes, their kids are so hooked on this technology. I even get reports that doctors are seeing kids having to have their hands surgically fixed because of all the wear and tear on their ligaments in their hands and whatnot. So, but the radiation from this stuff is very dangerous. And I, like I said, I don't have a cell phone. I will never own another one. So that's just...
Well, I'm probably not going to pretty soon, but so it's not just being near cell towers.
No, of course not. The cell phone for women, they should not have ever have a cell phone that they carry uh-huh. close to their waist, and certainly not for pregnant women, but for any woman, because, of course, it's just as this, you can, and actually the cell phone has been proven that if men carry a cell phone, even if it's off, on their belt, their sperm count drops. Why do you think that is? Well, I'll tell you, it's because they're radiating their testes. What do you think happens to a woman who carries a cell phone close to her waist or is doing a lot of texting with that sitting on her lap? What do you think that does to her ovaries?
A lot of radiation.
That's
so
absolutely right.
So do our microwaves do that too? The microwaves?
Well, the cancer rates have skyrocketed in this country. And, you know, they're seeing behavioral problems, ADD, ADHD from girls who are pregnant wearing these cell phones. I wouldn't even have one on while it was in my purse next to my body. But childhood leukemias and childhood brain cancers are on the rise and have skyrocketed, and this is what's causing a lot of this. They don't want to tell you that, but that's what it is. What it is, if you go into a doctor's office and you get an X-ray is ionizing radiation, and it damages your cells and your DNA instantly. And non-ionizing radiation is accumulative. So the more received, the more cell or DNA damage. So this stuff occurs over time, and the more and more you use them, the more damaging they are. And they're just very dangerous. You know, if you use them inside of a car or an elevator, the beams bounce around. So if you've got a child with you, the beams will penetrate through them as well. So this is why I won't own one.
Does that answer your question, Carol?
I just want to tell her I'm sorry that this is the way that she was introduced to this, and I thank her very much for her information.
And basically, of course, Virginia, like most people, just living a life, and then suddenly she loses her son, and that had a profound impact. And Virginia is doing everything she can to warn others about this, because it's not simply the tower. That was certainly why they had a cluster. But they know, and they've known for a long time, that cell phone radiation will increase the incidence of cancer, and specifically the younger people are that use this, the higher the incidence of cancer is going to be, because their brains, certainly their skulls are not completely formed. But even in an adult, a male, their males are much more susceptible than females to the radiation from cell phones. Anything else, Carol, before we let you go?
I will certainly spread the word.
God bless
you.
Help us get the information out, please. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, or you know something about it, maybe you've even read some of the articles, but fortunately, we have the Internet. They control what you're going to hear on television. They control what you're going to hear on most radio programs, not all. There are a few radio programs that are independent like this. But they do not control the Internet. And we can get the information out on the Internet. and certainly by alternative radio. And I think there's an increasing awareness across America that something is seriously wrong. Certainly the age at which people die is dropping. In other words, it used to be, I think, for males, it was 84 years old, something like that on average, and it's falling, you know. The younger and younger people die, younger and younger, certainly. The health of our people, you know. Oh, I think we're 29th in the world, something like that. We used to be at the top as far as our health is concerned. But that was before they began the population control agenda programs. The other countries, Europe will not allow genetically modified foods. Africa will not allow genetically modified foods, but they're using them in America, and you're not even allowed to know that they're genetically modified, and they know the disastrous results, certainly with animals fed genetically modified food. If they would poison us with genetically modified food, why should we be surprised that they would poison us with cell phone radiation and with so many other things that they're doing to limit the population? Go right ahead, Virginia. What are your thoughts and what's the message you want to get out to our listeners today?
Well, basically anything that's wireless is dangerous, even Wi-Fi. People don't want to hear it. They're hooked on this technology. You can look this up, Cindy Sage, Bioinitiative Report. 1 hour of Wi-Fi is equal to 20 minutes of cell phone exposure, and they're seeing cell or DNA damage at 300 hours. And this also leads into smart meters. And each and every smart meter emits between 10,000 and 190,000 pulses of microwave radiation per day, per household, per meter. And so this is good. And pulse radiation, the human body tries to recover after each pulse. So this is why it's going to be so dangerous, because you're going to have this on the side of your house, and then there's going to be a collector home in every neighborhood that gets all of the data for the whole neighborhood, and nobody's going to know who this house is the host home. So this stuff is frightening. Our neighborhoods are going to be completely blanketed in RF radiation. So that's a goal of mine, to get those stopped as well. And I want people to start. You can look up on the internet. There's a hospital in Canada right now that is starting to train the physicians and emergency room workers on looking and realizing what electrosensitivity symptoms are.
Now, this is a fairly new entity. Do you want to discuss a little bit about this electrosensitivity syndrome? And there is a syndrome, and some people are extremely sensitive to electromagnetic radiation. What's this all about?
Well, you can look these up on the internet, electrosensitivity symptoms. There's over 120 of them. Now, my son exhibited many of these, but at the time I had no idea what these were, but now they all make sense to me. My son was having regular headaches, extreme fatigue, sinus problems. He was actually having daily nosebleeds, and we had a doctor's appointment for that, but he ended up at Sharp's Memorial Hospital with bleeding in the brain. So he never made it to that doctor's appointment, and one of the biggest things I can remember was he told me one day, he said, Mom, he said he was applying for law school in California at the time of diagnosis, and he said, Mom, even if I make it to law school, I don't know if I can make it through law school. And I said, well, why would you say something like that? And he said, because I can't seem to remember things. And this is another huge clue. So memory or concentration problems is another one, and there's just a whole host of them. Vision problems, heart palpitations, an overall illness of ill, and there's all types of symptoms. And so if you hear of anybody complaining of any of this, you might want to have them look up these symptoms for themselves.
Well, do you have anybody else that you know is an expert on this would be willing to come onto our programs and talk about the danger of cell phone and other types of radiation?
Oh, I probably know most of them. So I could probably find somebody that would be very willing to.
Would you do that and get the telephone number? Because we really want to get this information out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. Now, we do have an excellent 4-CD set on smart meters. You need to get this. You need to get the information out. We'd like to do a similar program on cell phones, although the radiation is very, very similar. But they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning. They know what they're doing, and they threaten people who try to come forward and tell the truth, especially scientists, people that people would listen to. And the fact that they would threaten the University of Washington, and I'm sure they've threatened other major academic institutions across America, and most of them have knuckled under rather than lose their massive government grants. And that's why we need to take the government money away from the government so it can't use it to bribe people and maintain silence when people are dying because of these programs. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or a comment, but certainly there's been a great deal written about the danger to women, especially pregnant women, from the cell phones, but even for women who are not pregnant, carrying the cell phones down around their waist, around their ovaries, can have an impact on their fertility and can have an impact upon the children who will be born with multiple defects or certainly mental deficiency or autism or other conditions. And people find it so difficult to believe. But certainly some of this is up on the Internet, isn't it, Virginia? Where can people go on the Internet to find this?
You just can do, just start searching and you can find all sorts of things. It took me a while to figure this stuff out too, but there's just all kinds of stuff. Sam Milham and Lloyd Morgan from the International EMF Collaborative released Cell Phones and Brain Tumors, 15 Reasons for Concern, and also the book Dirty Electricity. Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust released Disconnect, and I believe that was a year or so ago. Susan Foster, she's a medical writer in San Diego. She has written stuff for the Firefighters Union because cell towers are always on top of fire stations, and it affects a lot of the firefighters, and they're our first responders. And there's all types of things. You can look on the WHO website and find all kinds of information. But
Would they put the cell phone towers on top of a fire engine station? Why would they do that?
Because so that they can get the emergency services right away.
We have all sorts of a telephone. I mean, you can telephone to. It doesn't have to be right on the fire station. Is it possible they're trying to destroy the health of our firefighters? I can't think of any other good reason. I mean, you pick up a telephone, and you certainly could call certainly a number. It doesn't have to be on top of your fire station, does it?
Well, unfortunately, it always comes down to money. And, in my school district here in where I live, I met with the risk management, and this was 2 years ago, and they were making $9,000 a month to put cell towers on all the schools. So this is what it all comes down to, is money. And
cell towers on top of the schools, and of course the excuse would be money. But are they trying to destroy the minds of our children? Could that be one of the real agendas behind what's going on today, right here in America? Because after all, America is the key to the world. I mean, why else would the whole world certainly have outlawed GMO food? but they allow it here in America, and they don't even want you to know that you're being poisoned with it.
Right. I actually, you know, the more I think about this and the more I have looked into things, I have no doubt about that this is exactly what they're doing. And it's very, very unfortunate because there's going to be a lot more victims. And so, yeah, you just, you know, it just takes researching. I have contacted so many people in the last 4 years, and I have been involved in so many groups. So anyway, yeah, you can find all this stuff. And I really think that that's part of the agenda. I really do.
Well, we've got Gutty calling from Tri-City. Do you have a question or comment, Gutty?
This is Judy.
Oh, Judy. Okay, I'm sorry. Somebody wrote G-U-D-Y. It's J-U-D-Y.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I recently got a letter from Arizona, the power company there. We have a vacation home there. And I told them that I wanted to opt out on that. And they sent me a letter that explains that they're not all the fallacies about meters, and they sent this letter and shows the RF exposure of cell phones and microwaves and smart meters, and the cell phone has a bar that's like 3 inches long that's green. The microwave has a little bar that's maybe a quarter of an inch.
Judy, you're lying to you. We've got a great 4-CD set on smart meters. If you need to get the information, do you think they're going to tell you, look, we're going to poison you, we're going to destroy your health? I mean, that's why we're putting them in? Do you honestly think that they would say that?
No, I didn't think so.
Okay, well, of course, when they basically, so much of what's out there.
And the thing you have to realize with these smart meters that they're not telling you is they're emitting this pulsed radiation.
Hold the thought. Okay. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guests have been Virginia Farver, and we've been talking about the danger of cell phones. Virginia, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Just do your research and make sure you don't get a smart meter on your home and find out where all your cell towers are.
Amen to that. Thanks very much, Virginia. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. Sure.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to put this into perspective, you need to get our 4-CD set on smart meters. You need to get, and you can get this off the internet, or if you get anything else from us, you can ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda. But you can pull it down off the internet. You can pull it down off our website, RadioLiberty.com. But you need to understand, they really intend to kill off most of the people in the world, including you and your family. And people say, that is crazy talk. Well, let me suggest you get my talk we just gave this weekend. We have copies of it. It's called the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. You have to put the end on because we have other DVDs on Agenda 21, but Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And we'll give you the information, and you should get the syllabus that goes with that. Because the syllabus has the entire text of everything I say. And basically, of course, the talk is about 2.5 hours, and I only really had about 1.5 hours. So the information is there. It's on the screen. But certainly we didn't have a chance to get it all out. If you can get both the DVD and the syllabus, well, it's all the better. If you can't, I'll just get the DVD and listen to what we have to say. And then, of course, you can freeze on the screen the information we have on the people who want to kill off most of the people in the world, how they're going about doing it. Most people think population control, they're doing it by abortion and by certainly sterilization, but that's only a small part of it. There's euthanasia. And then there's creating new and terrible diseases, lethal to large segments of the world's population. Certainly then, of course, there is cancer, suppressing active treatment for cancer, prescribing treatment that just doesn't work. Why is the incidence of cancer increasing in America and throughout the world? And why are so many of our treatments haven't changed in the last 50 years? And they don't work on solid tumors. Yes, we've made some great strides with leukemia and lymphomas and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But certainly when you get down to many of the hard tumors, pancreas, things of that sort, why, no improvement at all. Why is that? Because they have the treatments and they're keeping them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. And to verify that, you need to get our 4-CD set and or transcript. The New Order of the Barbarians. That's the New Order of the Barbarians. One of the most amazing 4-CD sets you'll ever see. So again, you'll want to get certainly the 4-CD set on smart meters. You want to get my talk on my monograph on population control agenda, and we'll send that to you free. If you get anything else, you can pull it down off the internet for nothing. You can certainly want to get our 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians and get the transcript of that in addition, or just get the transcript. If you want to economize, just do that. But then, of course, you'll certainly want to get my talk, Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Because I take you into the background of what this is really all about. And take you back literally thousands of years to an understanding, certainly, of what's going on. And what Plato, when he wrote his Republic, was really talking about. And because you may very well have read Plato in school, but you never got the correct interpretation, because there are two interpretations of what happened, what Plato was writing about in the parable of the cave. There are two. There's the one that the common people have, and then there's the true interpretation for the elite. And we will tell you the secret. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. For those of you who know, we had a wonderful conference this last weekend. Had about 150, 160 people there. So we'll be back in a moment with another Radio Liberty program.
What a land so fair, as we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And were we going to talk tonight about weather as a weapon, or what were we going to talk about?
Well, we certainly can talk about that. I wanted to touch base on that. And also, there's other things, of course, that things that are going on right now is a lot of strange and kind of unusual things. The weather control as a weapon may be involved with some of it. I don't know whether anybody pays attention, but I was noticing a whole bunch of every night on the evening national news, I'm seeing that there's an extraordinary amount of unusual stories. Like they were talking about the other day, all of the oyster beds are being affected they're claiming that it's chemicals in the water, and the oyster beds are dying off like crazy, in serious amount. And of course, the small oysters and that type of thing, of course, is real important to the overall future of all of our foods, because it's at the lowest level of our of food production for, like, plankton, for example, in the ocean. When those things start going bad, it's a very serious problem. And then, of course, along with that, we have the ice caps melting off like crazy. They had also another extraordinary situation. Oh, I knew it was Miami just a couple of days ago. The regular tide came in Miami, but it came in as if there was a hurricane or something. And what I'm saying is that the tide, when it came in, and I used to live down there for quite a while when I was a youngster, actually. When the tide came in Miami, it actually went a couple of blocks inland and flooded Miami. Now, it was nothing special. It was strictly the normal tide coming in. What was special about it was, in the news presentation, they said that there was a scientist there, and he said this is part of the global warming. And of course, now I don't want to get into the argument of whether it's man-made or man-affected. I don't believe that. Let me put it this way: I believe that man has affected the global warming, but I don't think that that's a primary situation at this point in time. I believe it's other external things, because what I've also discovered recently is that the other planets are actually warming up. They're constantly now, for the last, with the Hubble, the ability to look way out in space now, they've been keeping track of variations in movement and variations in temperature of planets. And I believe that's an external effect. Obviously, our automobiles certainly are not affecting planets in our solar system.
No, basically, of course, they want to convince us it's global warming so they can alter our use of fossil fuels, so they can deindustrialize America. They don't want us to have an industrial-based society, destroy our access to electricity and power. And that's simply one of it. They're tearing down dams across America. They're doing everything they can to discourage the use of nuclear energy. And, of course, now, of course, they want to convince us global warming is a reality. Dr. Stan and Bob is simply talking about all these predictions, supposedly the Mayan predictions that there were going to be cataclysmic events. And but then, of course, if you read Tom Horn's book, Apollyon Rising, there's another one even subsequent to that one, where he, of course, takes you Petrus Romanus, a book's well worthwhile reading. They're not only Mayan predictions, but Aztec predictions, ancient Himalayan predictions, ancient Jewish religions, ancient Catholic books, one of them dating back to 1100, and basically even Protestant writings from the 1600s, talking about how there was going to be a cataclysmic event occurring in the year 2012. Well, said we're in 2012, and nothing has happened, at least yet. But, of course, there's certainly real problems as far as the financial stability of our nation is concerned. And whoever is elected president, the whole financial system is going to be coming down next year. We're certainly, Barack Obama increased the national debt $5 trillion in 4 years. Now, remember, it took 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. And suddenly, George Bush increased the national debt $4 trillion in 8 years. Barack Obama has increased the federal debt $5 trillion in 4 years. And no matter who gets elected next year, they're going to be catastrophic events. Now, of course, Bob has talked about, suddenly there are talks about all sorts of major cataclysmic events taking place. But the elite have underground, certainly, places that have actually been stocked in preparation so the elite can go there. I know this to be a fact. We have one up here in Santa Rosa. They have them across the country for the elite to go to if there is a cataclysmic event. And Sydney, Bob is talking about the possibility, Sydney, of something of that sort happening in the not too distant future. Bob, you pick up the story from there.
And the I guess the problem is of course, it's easy when you when you look at or you get talking about the idea of prophecies. You know, people that can potentially look ahead in some manner and tell us what's going to happen or prescribe what's going to take place. And I never quite understood that. I actually have met a couple of people that claim to be prophets, claim to have that ability to look ahead. And I had a frightening event took place several years ago. I was having a lunch with a lady that claimed to do these things, have that ability. And we were talking about, a fellow who was a central intelligence agent, and, we were just having a cup of coffee in a restaurant, and she says, he happens to be in Russia right now, carrying out covert operations in Russia, and I didn't know anything about that, and I knew this person, and I didn't know anything about where he was, and I said, well, okay, well that's amazing, and sure enough, I found out through friends of mine in the intelligence agencies back in Washington at that time, that she was right. This guy was in Russia, and she was also, she'd never even met him. She knew him by name, etc., because she knew me, this person that did this prophesizing. But she said that he was dealing with Yeltsin, and that he was doing weapons and doing things of that sort, carrying on business in Azerbaijan, Russia. This is, very, very specific. And then I came to find out that she was absolutely right.
But the thing
I don't know how she did that.
Well, Bob, there are people who can actually tap into the supernatural realm. But, of course, we're told to avoid these people like the plague. In Deuteronomy, we're warned not to get involved with fortune tellers or sorcerers or astrology or diviners. There really is the ability to tap into the other dimension. But you and I, as Christians, are told to avoid this under all circumstances.
Sure.
This is not imaginary. It is very real. Now, they're not always right, but many of them are. It's not anything they do. They are tapping into the mystical or spiritual realm. So
right.
If I were you, I wouldn't be having lunch with that woman on a regular basis.
Well, this was way back in 92. But I brought it up only I took it with a grain. Unlike everybody else, it's got a little bit of logic. You know, I took that very much with the fact that she may be able to do this. I always took it very much at it with a grain of salt because
can't understand it because it isn't logical. But that doesn't mean it isn't going on today. So many of the things going on today just are not logical. And it is only because they're being directed by these supernatural forces. Why in heaven's name, certainly if you heard the debate tonight between Romney and Obama, and Romney was saying how America had to certainly go all throughout the world, if there was a political ambassador wars, America had to intervene in all of these wars, you know, to bring peace, and everybody looked to America to do this. What Romney is talking about is certainly America being involved in wars all over the world. He's going to expand our military. A lot of people say, oh, isn't that great, you know? Well, we need a military to defend America, not to bring peace to the world, because many of these wars are being specifically created to bring about a one-world government, and we're replacing legitimate, democratically elected governments with tyrannical governments who will go along with this long prophesied agenda, and it's been prophesied for thousands of years that we would have a one world government, a one world financial system. They would destroy Christianity and install their world leader, who is the Antichrist. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know. And you listen to that debate this evening. And why in heaven's name are both presidential candidates want to maintain a massive American military, which we cannot afford? We need a military to defend America, not to bring about world government or world peace.
Right. And for some reason, we know what the reason is. The reason that we got into this mindset of being the world's protector and the father of everyone in the face of the earth, and to help do this and do that, try to clarify and change and alter the government and put them into this style or that style or our style of government and all. And with the reality is, of course, those people that have a good handle on this is that is a means by which they can maintain the small group, can maintain control, and like you said, move us into the world government, and by, of course, trying to convince the world that we are the person that you come to when you have problems. If you have any kind of internal strife, call on the Americans and we'll send in the cowboys with the white hats and we'll get things corrected and we'll save you and all the rest of that.
And look what a great job we've done in Egypt and in Tunisia and Libya. And look what a great job we're doing in Syria. And look what a great job we've done in Turkey. And look what a great job we've done in Lebanon. And, of course, people don't understand that we have installing dictators subservient to the Muslim Brotherhood in all of those countries. And people say, why in heaven's name would we be installing dictators who were subservient to the Muslim Brotherhood? Very simply, if you're going to have a war, you have to have an enemy. And right now, the planned enemy is the Muslim Brotherhood, which was organized in 1828 by British intelligence. If you don't want the background on it, it's a book called The Devil's Game. We carry the book. The Devil's Game, British intelligence established the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. The CIA has been controlling it since the Second World War. The best enemy money could buy in preparation for a terrible, terrible war that's coming. Go right ahead, Bob.
And it's interesting now, and we talk about prophecies. Now some of the prophecies, or what things that are labeled as prophecies, are actually, according to writings, ancient writings, etc., are astronomical events that actually will or may or already have reoccurred previously and potentially will and can reoccur again. Now, that's a different story from somebody just mystically, going into a trance and coming up with the psychic predictions and things of that sort. If you're talking about something that may realistically have previously taken place, let's say in the solar system, planetary movements and things of that sort, particularly in reference to this missing 12th or 10th planet that has been written about so much, and of course is in the prophecies, where these have come around previously and they've been written down, they've been documented historically, even though it may have been maybe a clay tablet or an etching or a drawing or some kind of writings like the Sumerians had this 4,000 years ago. The Sumerians wrote about this and very much in depth that it was this planet did come by and will come by again, and they talk specifically about it having this huge orbital circle around our sun, and it does literally come back through like the Halley's Comet that we know comes by every 65,000 years or whatever it is. And if in fact this is a reality of a return of a previous astronomical event, that's not a spooky little prophecy. It's actually a historic potentially a realism. So I think the powers to be are aware and are concerned with something that falls into that category.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan, and Bob is talking about all sorts of very possible complications of a planet certainly passing close to Earth with a high gravitational force that we could certainly disrupt our gravity here on this planet. Certainly the other possibilities of certainly electromagnetic pulse attacks. Bob thinks that the elite are planning on some sort of a cataclysmic event because they really are underground facilities in a number of places here in the United States. And certainly we had actually had an opportunity at one time of interviewing a newspaper editor, conservative, who actually I think ran the newspaper in Sonoma, someplace up in that area, Santa Rosa, I think it was in Sonoma. He had a conservative newspaper up there, and he had actually had an opportunity to track some of the helicopters that were going off into some of the wilderness area there, and he found this massive hidden base that they had, where it was obviously there was a massive underground facility somewhere in the Santa Rosa area, and he was on our program talking about that. There are all sorts of other reports. You can go up in the internet and read about the underground facilities all across America that have been prepared for the elite in case of some sort of a cataclysmic event. Would that be a fair assessment, Bob?
Well, yes, and supposedly, and I believe it's to be fairly accurate, there is probably over 90 such facilities just in the United States itself. And then, of course, there in Australia, there's several. In Europe, they have them. They have them in Russia. They have them in China and most all of the major nations, and even some places that would not be classified as major but have been financed, facilities that have been financed, of course, by us and or other major nations. And, I get looking at the horrendous amount of money that's disappeared. You know, and it's disappeared from a lot of things. It's vanished from our basic, the basic budgeting at the Defense Department and things of that sort, and CDC, the Health Department, all the different variety of directions where money has just kind of disappeared. But it's turned out to be a tremendous amount of money. And of course, we've mentioned previously that. And again, my opinion, along with an awful lot of other investigators, is that all the gold in Fort Knox, we have no idea how long that's been empty. I mean, if anybody that believed that they don't want to show us the gold or do an inventory just because it's for some strange reason, but if you believe that all that gold is still in there, I think you would be fooling yourself. I received videotape the other day of a whole chain, a string of Wells Fargo trucks that went in and removed all of the gold by the tons that was apparently in the basement of the Twin Towers. And when they blew those up and brought both those towers down, or all three of them actually, brought those down, there was billions in gold and platinum and silver that had been stored in giant vaults beneath the World Trade Center buildings. And what took place on about the third day into rescue attempts, Giuliani stepped in and the Fed stepped in, and they said, "We got to hold up on this, looking for anybody that might be survived, because we've got to allow these trucks in." And lo and behold, what it was an entire, like a little parade of Wells Fargo trucks that went in. So what they had done almost immediately while trying to pull anybody that may have been alive, try to pull them out and locate them, simultaneously they were tunneling in underneath there to make sure that they got all that gold out. We have no idea how much was in there. We have no idea where it went or what's been done with it. Maybe it went back to its rightful owners, etc., which was, by the way, major corporations and foreign governments. But it was gold, silver, platinum, and cash dollars. There were so many of them, they had to send in this, what I call a parade of Wells Fargo trucks to fill them up and and try to retrieve it. That's all gone. Also, we don't know where it went. And the point that I'm getting to is, when we get back, I will talk a little bit about what do you do when you steal or misappropriate $5 trillion. What do you do with it? And again, you can't take it to the local bank.
That is very, very true. Well, our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher, and he is certainly speculating about certainly the things that are going on behind the scenes. Most of them we will never hear of. We don't have all the answers. We got a lot of questions, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, give us a call. Dan, and certainly Bob is simply talking about the fact that Donald Rumsfeld had made a statement to the effect that approximately $2 trillion, $2.5 trillion, had disappeared from the Defense Department. They had no idea where it was going. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the appropriations for the Defense Department is about $1 trillion a year. Why would he make that sort of a statement? Go right ahead, Bob.
So, and what has happened here, again, this is my opinion, after looking under the rug, so to speak, a few hundred times, you know, you see, where could money like that, what would you do with money like that if you were in a position to where you could misappropriate it yourself, get it diverted, or just plain steal it, whatever way you want to put it? What would you do with it? You can't go to the local bank. with that kind of, I mean, you can't even go to a big bank, and even if you were a ABC television, they couldn't make a transfer like that. I mean, you just can't do that. So I said, where would it go? What would you do? And then I said, oh, wait a minute, Bob. That list of the underground facilities, which would cost trillions of dollars to accomplish, and to go down and dig into the side of these mountains, to go into the existing created hideouts that they already had, to expand them, to fill them up, finish them off. And we're talking about facilities, by the way, and I've got pictures of them, motion pictures and what have you, underground, some that I've taken myself at the Denver airport. But the bottom line is, these are big enough for 18-wheelers to drive around and have to stop and be careful and have traffic direction as so that they wouldn't run into each other.
Well, Bob, do you actually have these pictures in some form of a video presentation, or are you working on that now?
Right. We're working on it now. I've had, I've had a lot of this going way back, all the way back to 94, when we first, as the Patriot Movement, we're getting people contacting us and saying, what are these facilities? What's going on? And they're telling, local anecdotes where they would say, hey, my Uncle Charlie drives for a truck company, and he just made a delivery into the side of a mountain that he didn't even know was there, or the desert floor opened up, and he drove down into a place that was guarded with the military and all this stuff, and they were supplying us with pictures all the way back to 1994, and I had done part of one of my videos many years ago. I had included some of that. And, of course, like I say, I personally had been down under the Denver airport, which is one of these facilities that we're talking about, but certainly not the really bigger, serious ones, even though it is quite large. And they're still working on it today. See, in 1995, when I first visited it, it had been announced that now it was open, and I flew in there myself and did some snooping. Of course, that's crazy kind of a thing, and I'm going to include an awful lot on that too on my new video. But the bottom line is simply this: so, aha, where'd the money go? Where do you go with billions and trillions of? Where do you go with gold and things of that sort when you're talking about this kind of volume? You put it into the ultimate black project, the ultimate covert program, continuity of government. Top secret, above top secret, nobody's to know about it to speak of outside of a very limited number of people that will be invited to hide into these facilities should some major event take place. Again, now you have to say, as much as we may not like the people that have been trying to convert the nation and the world into a world government for so many years. We certainly have a disdain for that. But they are not idiots. And I had to sit back again and I say, if they are doing what I know they're doing, and they are creating this whole situation in terms of hideouts underground, to put it in simple terms, for themselves, they're doing it because there is a reason. They're not just wasting time and money. They have not interrupted their world government program to put us under a single government. They haven't slowed that down and interrupted it for just their entertainment. They have done that. They have slowed down in a lot of ways, but it's because they've shifted their gears, and they have a very direct threat that they know about, but they haven't told us. And if you stop and think for a minute, let's just put everybody's mindset into if you were Obama and you were the chosen one to ride this out here at this period of time, you cannot announce to the public that, oh, we think something's coming in the next year or so from outer space, and it may just totally disrupt all of our lives. may totally well, you really, come in.
Oh, you're not talking about a spaceship or anything. You're talking about some sort of a cataclysmic event, an asteroid or a planet or something like
right.
that.
Right. Predominantly, what I'm talking about is the possibility of an astronomical problem. A meteor, a handful of them, maybe this planet X that there's so much information about. Again, it's been terribly kept quiet. Periodically, astronomers will discover it. They'll discover proof of it. And like in so many other situations, that astronomer will be dead in 30 days. Never gets to bring all of his information out. That's happening, as we know, in a lot of arenas, but it has happened with this particular possibility. I don't know, and I do not poo-poo the idea that it could be aliens involved. I don't do that. That if then some people get concerned from a religious point of view, but that doesn't fit. We can't worry about how that fits in terms of God and creation and all, because would God take and create the entire universe with a trillion planets and have it only one little planet that has people on it?
Well,
I don't believe so.
Well, some of people do. Of course, this could also be the aliens from the other dimension that could be doing this as well.
And
that could
that
be
the
supernatural beings that might do this rather than the aliens. Many of us think that the aliens are simply a cover for these beings from the other dimension.
Right. And of course, now, first off, when we say aliens, I'm not even going to label good guys and bad guys or the, from the other demonic dimensions or from the dimensions that may be benevolent for Americans or for the world. Let's just put that aside. I would say, again, since humanity on Earth is split into good guys and bad guys, if there were aliens, period, if there were aliens, I would say that absolutely the chances of them being split in left and right or good and bad, demonic or holy, or, you know, Christian oriented or demonic, I would say that probably are split into halves also. But the idea that to just simply say, you know, that wouldn't exist or that there's no other life, I think is, now we've reached an educational point where I think that would be a foolish assumption. You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, we have
a lot of things don't make sense in the world today, Bob.
Well, that's true.
Basically, the people who believe in the validity of the scriptures, as I do,
right.
I believe, of course, that there is no life on other planets, and there's no evidence. We have yet to see any evidence. If you have any specific evidence you can give us, I would love to see it. But let's go ahead. Some sort of a cataclysmic event. It could be a demonic attack of some sort.
Well,
go ahead.
Certainly, and of course, that's whichever, and whether you would call that alien or not, I'm not sure, but I would refer to that probably as being alien. That's, I guess, my point, if it was a demonic intervention. Or, again, to get back to what's maybe easier, more simplistic to understand, and that is the belief at the highest levels up there in Washington, D.C., now I'm not talking spiritual, that they absolutely are concerned about something. And it's more than just being concerned with doing martial law and having riots in the streets because of martial law. I believe it's much more than that. And what it is exactly, I don't know. I really don't know. Again, if you go back to so many of the historic old cultures, so many of them, that have written, and it all seems to come down to the same sort of a timeline. Let's say if you're talking about now, we're talking sometime in the next 2 years, so many of these prophecies and or historic writings where they say there was a planet that came through, it did this, and it caused this tremendous effect, and it's expected, or it did happen two times or three times, and it's expected to happen again, And I believe whatever that is what this all these hideouts are for. And also, now when we talk about hideouts, we can't not remember that what they're doing now in just the last 2 years is ordering munitions like crazy. We talked about that previously. Some of the bureaucracies that shouldn't even have but a couple of weapons are ordering millions of rounds of arms, different types of arms and ammunition in the millions. So you have to be concerned with that. What's going on? Why would the CDC, the health department, why would the Forestry Service have to order to a couple of million rounds and new weapons and all of that? Well, the reason is that they are not using it. They have no plan to use it. It's being falsely ordered up under their name, under their bureaucracy, but it's going to the covert operations that we're talking about, the continuity of government programs, which again is actually, I guess, survival of the richest, and that's going to include the upper echelon that's going to be invited when the tsunami hits the fan. They're going to be running into these mountainsides, and the rest of us are going to be out here looking at empty groceries and no electricity in the at all, and no more way to get any kind of fuel, and no way to get food, and we're going to be out here in the streets shooting at each other. And the powers to be are setting in line today ahead of time the little armies that will be out there under orders to shoot the looters and arrest them. And you do know, of course, I'm sure you've, I don't know if we talked about it, if I talked about it previously, but, you know, we discovered a 500,000 coffins in storage. Now, we're no longer talking a couple of thousand now. We're talking as many as 500,000 large, heavy-duty plastic coffins with the tops, which I have footage of, and I'm going to include that also in my new DVD.
Actually, I think that Alex Jones had pictures of those in one of the
Alex
films
did.
With Jesse Ventura, one of his films. But you also have pictures of them. Where were they? And then I understood that they moved them someplace.
Now what I have now, or this is somewhat of an updated thing since Alex and Jesse went in and did do some filming of it, is the volume, the numbers we're talking as I speak today, is about 500,000. There was a few thousand where Jesse and Alex about a year or two ago did go out and find him and took some pictures of him.
Whereabouts are these, Bob?
It's in Georgia.
In Georgia?
They were in Georgia. Right. They were in, I think it was Griffin, Georgia, or in that area, but not too far from Atlanta. Basically, it was on the property that is leased or leased from a local fellow that owned the property, but it was leased to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. And supposedly now they've been they have moved an awful lot of them off. I'm not sure where they went, but these are a type of a box that you literally could put, I'm going to say possibly four adults. You could put at least three in if they were just plain deceased and thrown in the box and with some lye on top of them and sealed up with the tops. By the way, I have pictures of the tops of these also that seal down, they screw fast on the top of the box, which they, Jesse and they hadn't seen those before. But we do have the pictures of those as well. Talking about advanced orders of 500,000 burial boxes, again, you have to get back and I always like to apply common sense and logic to steer myself when I'm doing an investigation. And I start out, I say, how long would it take to use that under normal? And they're not normal, as a matter of fact. This is a box that could potentially buried three or four people in it. Again, if you were into a huge problem where all of a sudden we've got a million dead people in a given area, and you've got to bury them. You can't obviously go through normal processing, unfortunately. You could not do that and prevent diseases. That's where the CDC comes in, the Center for Disease Control, and their leasing of this particular property where these were stored. So, again, you get into all of these unusual things, and you put them together. You say, "Well, why would this? What would that? Why would we do this? Or why would we do that? And what does this mean? And what does that mean?" And it's it all kind of goes in one direction, and that is somebody knows a lot that we don't. They're not letting us know about it. And as I started to say earlier, if you put yourself in Obama's shoes, or any president, whoever, I believe he's going to end up, being in there for another four. That doesn't make any difference either. You know, we have to all remember that. You know, we get into this synthetic bickering between left and right, Democrats and Republicans. And, we have to, the bitter pill that I had to swallow many years ago when I realized what was going on in America, we have to realize it doesn't make any difference who's up there. They're dancing to whomever is playing the fiddle for these people.
And there is a small elite group, they call them the Trilateral Commission, only 87 in America. When Barack Obama became president, he selected 11 of these 87 trilateralists to be on his staff or in his cabinet, all the key positions in the State Department went to them, in the military, certainly in the Treasury Department. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. There is an elite. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They have many certainly descriptions. The power elite. We'll be back in just a moment here. Radio Liberty to wrap up the program. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply talking about how the earthquake that created the tsunami on Fukushima was not a major earthquake, but the effect of it was disastrous, as we saw. Bob, one more time, I want you to get your address out for our listeners.
Sure. If you want to drop me a note, you can just go to Bob Fletcher at the Post Office Box, 216 Bayview, Idaho, 83803, and we'd be glad to send you a little catalog, show you what we've been doing, what's available, and also if you have a computer available, just punch up BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that will connect you to our website.
Okay,
I want to point something out, if I could, Stan.
We're out of time.
Okay, great.
God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. That was Bob Fletcher, certainly one of our favorite guests. But he's really, of course, connecting some of the dots. Why are certainly so many of the government agencies buying massive amounts of ammunition? We're talking about well over a billion rounds of ammunition. Why would they be doing that and getting all sorts of sophisticated weapons of organizations like the Centers for Disease Control? Or is this all certainly going to be placed there in these underground facilities, which are not imaginary? I've known about them for years. And then, of course, why would they have large numbers of coffins? And we've seen pictures of those, certainly, gotten together by Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura, but Bob says there are lots more than there were when Alex Jones took the pictures. Why would they have facilities to bury several million people? There are about 500,000 coffins. They, most of them, can carry 4 bodies to bury. Why are they planning on burying a couple of million Americans? What do they know that we don't know? Something big is coming. I don't know what it is. We're going to have to wait as this comes, whether it'll be a disease, whether it'll be war, whether it'll be an EMP attack, whether it will certainly be the total breakdown of the structure of our society. But the other side, the wicked people, have places for themselves to go. And they're going to, of course, allow chaos to reign in America. But behind all of this, ladies and gentlemen, are powerful spiritual forces. Remember that God simply brings vengeance on nations that turn against Him. And America has turned against God. And we've allowed them to infiltrate our churches and our seminaries and to change the music of our churches. Do you think that rock music honors God? Then maybe you want to listen to rock music, that's fine, but it has no place in churches. Do you think that certainly we honor God by taking any mention of the fear of God out of our churches and changing the very nature of God? Oh, God is a God of love, and I believe He is a God of love, but He's also a God of justice. He's a God, certainly, of vengeance. And if you read the Old Testament, you'll find out that time and again, when nations turned against God, God destroyed those nations. It happened to Israel over and over again. And I fear it's going to happen here if there's not a great revival. And what we do is hoping to turn people to God, to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And your job is to get people listening to our programs and beginning to understand that nothing is that appears to be. There are all sorts of invisible forces at work within our society. They've taken over our educational system. And we're certainly not teaching our children morals or right or wrong. In fact, the purpose of our schools is to teach our kids all about sex education and do what you want to. You become the determinant of what's right and wrong. That's why they take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they knew that when people look to themselves as a source of knowledge and determine what's right and wrong, they'll always actually choose wrong. We're sinners by nature, and this is never taught in school. We need to look to God to guide us in what we do, but that is no longer allowed in America. It's no longer allowed in schools. We're in real trouble. Our number 1-800-544-8897. You need to get my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're right on time for us to try and put it all